Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement to episode 114, a special episode in which we revisit one of our prior conversations on a classic of organization theory. This is a re-release of episode 34, which was our conversation on Eric Trist and Ken Bamforth's famous study, Some Social and Psychological Consequences of the Longwall Method of Coal Getting, published in 1951 in the journal Human Relations and covered in this program originally back in 2017. To learn more about the text and the original episode, please go to our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com. Now, we released this episode back in 2017, long before the COVID pandemic. Digital technologies and other developments had started reshaping social relations across the world since. And so we decided it was time to go back and revisit both the episode and the study itself. This throwback provides us with a chance to re-examine our assumptions and understandings about what happened in the coal industry when a new work technology led to the disintegration of social structures keeping the communities together, and the emergence of conflict between team members, thus reducing worker performance and unexpectedly elevating workplace stress and turnover. In the paper, Trist and Bamforth describe in requisite detail the shift from the traditional hand-got coal-getting system, in which miners worked in small and independent teams, to a system known as the longwall method, which was much more mechanized, formalized, and characterized by a larger scale of operations. While the hand-got method encouraged strong social bonds, with workers toiling closely together and performing all tasks as autonomous units, under the longwall method, workers were spread out over long distances and operated in shifts, such that no one team or person had visibility of the entire task. In a way, the longwall method bears strong connections to a Tayloristic system typical of factories in such an age. Thus, the paper can be interpreted as an effort to tease out consequences of a Tayloristic approach in the mining industry. And you can hear more about Taylorism in our episode number one and various episodes along the way since. Despite the expectations of increased efficiency, the loss of the social bonds produced morale problems, internal fighting and blaming, and increased worker resistance. Now, the resulting framework from this study was known as sociotechnical systems, which would become a cornerstone in much subsequent organization scholarship, as well as coming up continuously among many of our subsequent episodes. These included discussions on hierarchy and promotions, neo-institutionalism, innovation, public administration, job design, emotions in the workplace, and power and influence at work. With such a broad legacy, Trist and Bamforth's study remains one of the great classics of organization theory. This episode re-releases the original parts 1 and 2 of the episode, but supplemented with a new conversation between Pedro and Tom to advance the conversation 7 years later. Meanwhile, the supplement has been re-recorded and updated, and a new sidecast is available about how Trist and Bamforth's study can be used as the basis for educating professionals and introducing the sociotechnical systems framework. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in 4 parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening and have a great day.